This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وَإِيَّايَ أَوْلًا بِتَقْوَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ فَازَ الْمُتَّقُونَ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the mercy and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all His prophets and messengers and the family of the Prophet who follow the teaching of the prophets and the Ummah who follow the teaching of the Prophet till the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, when we talk about Iman, where only with Iman we are qualified to enter the paradise of Allah Rabbul Alameen. We believe that inshaAllah from day to day our Iman will increase through our Salah, through our Siyam, our fast, through our Zikr, and whatever we are trying to do to get closer to Allah Rabbul Alameen. We are getting into the last 10 nights of Ramadan, meaning there is a very important night known as the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. Before we talk about Laylatul Qadr, again we have to look into what the Prophet said. Man qama laylatul qadr imanan wahtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. Again the Prophet emphasized about iman. There is no benefit for anybody to stay up to look for Laylatul Qadr without iman. It must be guided by your iman. We believe by having the right knowledge, our iman will be good. Only with knowledge, we cannot be a blind follower. The majority of the Muslim today, they are blind follower. Muqallidin. We Allah forbid that. What Allah wants us to be, to be a good follower, not a blind follower. When Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. اتِّبَع is following with knowledge. You follow somebody, but you must also have knowledge. You cannot just be a blind follower. Look at what Allah said about iman. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسول ثم لم يرتابوا thumma lam yartabu. Allah Rabbul Alamin in Suratul Hujurat, verses 15, He remind us, thumma lam yartabu wajahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim fi sabilillah ulaika humus sadiqun. Ulaika humus sadiqun. The believer, Allah is reminding us, the believer are those who believe in Allah, whatever Allah said and whatever the Prophet ﷺ have taught us. Meaning a believer is always guided by these two things: Allah, the Quran, and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. When you talk about Islam, you must have these two references, not opinions, feeling, ideas. No, no. This is what Allah said. Thumma lam yartabu. This is the thing that we have to look into it carefully. If you say you have believed in Allah and the Prophet, at the end of the belief, you have yaqeen. You are very certain. You are very firm. You are very sure of yourself. Iman cannot mix with doubts. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَبُ. Then you cannot follow your iman with doubts. Is that true? Is that correct? When the Quran confirmed and the hadith has confirmed that what we do is correct, then it's correct. Until today, we look at what is happening to the ummah, we are going backward, we are not moving forward. Each time when Ramadan comes in, we are talking about the same subject, about Taraweeh, about Qiyam, how many rakat. What are we talking about? Where these things have been settled for century. We are so confused. We are diverted. Yeah, we divert the people from the right thing for us to do. Allah Rabbul Alameen again remind us about what happened. This is one of the surah recited by our imam in our qiyam today. In Surah At-Tawbah, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورخبانهم أربابا من دون الله. Allah revealed this ayah to address the people of the book, who was a believer before all of us, the Yahud and the Nasara, who have received the Torah and Moses was sent to them, who have received the Injil, Jesus was sent to them. What happened to this group of believers? اتَّقَذُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرُحْبَانَهُمْ أَرْبَابَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. They have taken their rabbis, their imam, their scholar as God beside Allah. They are worshipping their scholars, their imam, their rabbi, the ruhban. When this ayah was recited by Prophet Muhammad to his companion, one of them who was a Christian, he said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't worship our rabbi, our priest, our imam. Of course, the Prophet said, I don't mean that you are putting their statue in front of you, or when they come in front of you, you bow to them, you prostrate to them. No. I'm saying, whatever they say to you to do, and you just follow blindly, even if it's against the book of Torah and Injil, you still follow them. By obeying them without a limit, without any guidance, any evidence, you are like worshipping them. Obeying someone more than obeying Allah and the Prophet, you are like worshipping them. They seem to have authority to decide about your religion. Something is very wrong. Why this thing is happening to this great ummah, who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have sent him, Allah have sent the Prophet to free us from all this. But we are going backward again. We are trying to guide the Ummah to go back to the Quran and the Sunnah. But there will be a group of people still want to guide you back to the Rahban wa Arban. It's a jihad, of course. Now look what the Prophet have warned this Ummah. وَأَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ إِبْنُ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ مَا مِن نَبِيٍّ بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ فِي أُمَّةٍ قَبْلِي إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ حَوَارِيُّونَ. Now the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, no prophet before me was sent by Allah until Allah prepared for them a group of followers who are very loyal to them, very sincere and very committed to the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, who will be there to support the Prophet's mission, good time, bad time, in firu qifafa wa thiqala. They are ready to move forward. Whether it's ease or it's difficulty, they will stand with the prophets. إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ حَوَارِيُّونَ. There will be a group known as Hawariyun. In the Quran also talk about this group. Who are they? نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ. We are the helper of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Whatever the Prophet wants us to do, we will be there and we will سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. Look at what Allah and the Prophet is telling us. وَأَصْحَابٌ يَخُزُونَ بِسُنَّتِهِ وَيَقْتَدُونَ بِأَمْرِ. This group of people are very loyal. Whatever the Prophet want them to do, they will just do. And they are very obedient, very loyal. Even when the Prophet is no more with them, but they are still very faithful and loyal to the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will never compromise and tolerate anybody playing with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we have seen on and on people talking about Islam, the way they talk about, like Islam belongs to them, they can say anything. And they mislead people like you and me, the public, by saying, Bukhari, you stated in Bukhari, you stated in Sahih Muslim. They are lying, brothers and sisters. When I heard this kind of statement, I feel so sad. How can you call yourself a scholar when you are not careful with your word? Anytime when you want to quote the saying that Prophet said, you must have evidence. You cannot just throw names. Scholar said, Imam said. You cannot do that. You are not fair to the Imam. They dare to say in Sahih Bukhari, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Then the Prophet alert us. ثُمَّ إِنَّهَا تَخْلُفُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خُلُوفٌ. After that, after this group, Al-Hawariyun, the loyal, the obedient and sincere follower, is no more there. خُلُوف is like later on. خَلْف. You will find a group of Muslims. يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. They like to talk. They are the talking Muslim, not the practicing Muslim anymore. They talk about Islam like Islam belongs to them. They can say anything. When Allah said, who you can marry, who you can't get married, they say, no, everybody you can get married. Now they are coming with their own feeling. It's okay, no problem. They want to make halal haram and haram halal. Today, if you want to have a halal logo, can be haram also. Because you might bribe them, only you get, you do a haram thing, you get halal logo. This is called haram to make it halal. Is that halal to bribe the people and then you get halal logo? Astaghfirullah. Yaquluna ma la yuf'alun. They like to talk and talk about Islam. They themselves don't even know what they are talking and they are not doing it. We are saying that we follow the sunnah, but we are not doing what the Prophet wants us to do. Each time when people say, which group do you belong to? I am the Sunni people. I'm a Sunni. I'm not a Shi'i. Alhamdulillah. Good. What you have said is true. You should be a Sunni. But then you act accordingly to the Sunnah. If you still want to do bid'ah, and yet you claim you are Sunni, I also get confused. Do you get confused, brother and sister? But if you want to be do bid'ah and you are trying to give some analogy, qiyas, we all accept. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is wiser than all of us. He knows what is bid'ah more than us, not we. When he warned us about the bid'ah, he is telling us about the ibadah, the aqidah cannot be add or plus or minus no more. You just have to follow. Fa in amanu bi misli ma amantum bihi faqad tadaw. Allah said, if you believe like how the Prophet and the first generation, the second and the third generation believe, you will be guided. You don't believe according to how you want to believe. No, you believe in the way that they have believed. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said about bid'ah, he also gave us way out. MashaAllah. If the Prophet never come up with this saying, we all will have big problem. Because until today, when people talk about bid'ah, they play around this word. They still say that, then we should not drive a car. Because in the plan of the Prophet, no car. We should drive camel. Ride on horses. Can you imagine you want to go Mecca, you must learn how to ride a camel first. I don't know how long it will take the journey. Halfway, one by one drop. Yeah. So your Mecca will be halfway only. Maybe sampai Bangladesh, kelas. You are back home. Or until Afghanistan, back home again. But the Prophet, Allahu Akbar, Allah gave him the wisdom. Antum a'lamu bi umuri dunyakum. Allahu Akbar. This one saying of the Prophet is enough to explain to us which type of bid'ah that you can do. Yeah, about dunya, about worldly matters, the Prophet give us the green light. You know better about your world than me. I don't want to get involved. Now we have somebody who is recording my speech. You don't have this kind of thing in the time of the Prophet. They don't have smartphone. They don't even have phone, not only smartphone. But alhamdulillah, dunya, the Prophet said, be innovative, no problem, this is your world. One day maybe we come up with another kind of technology. You know, when you go to Mecca, you don't have to take a flight. It's like the Star Trek. They put you under one machine, poof, you take you arrive in Jeddah. If this can be done, why not? You don't have to queue and all this, and you just go into a tube, and then he just press a button, boom, you are out there now. Alhamdulillah. No, I would love that kind of technology. Now, the Prophet continued. Later on, you will come across a group of people who will like to do what that was not command for them to do it. He said that يَفْعَلُونَ مَا لَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They like to do a lot of things that was not recommended, that was not taught by our Prophet ﷺ. And they think this is good. When they say this is good, that means they are better than Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. When the Prophet never say this is good, they say this is good. You cannot form your own ibadah, brothers and sisters. We will not perform the qiyam of Ramadan if the Prophet never said it. If the Prophet never said, man qama Ramadan, we don't have to qiyam. We just pray Isha, but the Isha, bye-bye, khalas, we go home. But because the Prophet performed this prayer, and look at the Prophet ﷺ's concern to his ummah. He did not start this prayer by calling his sahaba to come and follow him. No. He just performed this night prayer by himself. In the mosque. It so happened, normally the Prophet, when he prays sunnah, he liked to perform the sunnah prayer at home, not in the mosque. That's why the Prophet said about prayer. He said, the prayer, the best prayer is at home. Except illa ma'tuba. Illa ma'tuba means except the fardu prayer. He encouraged the man to pray congregational in the masjid. Other than that, highly recommended to pray at home. I met some good qari today, some scholar. I say, I've never seen you. Yeah. 2 Ramadan already. Normally they was with us. He was giving me some very good answer. He said, I am praying at home with my family. I'm praying the sunnah prayer at home. I say, Alhamdulillah. Of course, we cannot say it's wrong. Because the Prophet said, Abdullah Salah fil baytihi illa ma'tuba. In Rawahu Muslim, Sahih Muslim. But we pray because the Prophet said so. And the Prophet did not pray Qiyam Ramadan in the mosque with the intention to invite the Sahaba. Only the Sahaba saw him and they joined him. First night, second night, third night. After that, the Prophet just pray at home until he passed away. No more praying in the masjid. Because he is very concerned about us. He was worried because when you are so involved in this prayer, you love to stand up at night to perform prayer so much that maybe Allah make it as an obligation upon you. He was very worried, so he stayed away. So when the fourth night came, more people came to the mosque waiting for the Prophet to come up. He was at home. So everybody will leave. And that's why from then, no Qiyam Ramadan was performed in the masjid. Until Abu Bakr came to be the caliph, the first caliph, he never performed Qiyam Ramadan in the masjid. Then it started again in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Again, people are so confused. They say Umar is the one who direct order the Qiyam to be 20. Look at the hadith carefully. Umar command 2 of his companion, Ubay ibn Ka'ab and Tamim ad-Dari, to become imam for the ummah so that they are not divided into so many groups when they perform the night prayer. Who want to perform in the mosque to do it for the qiyam entry for the width. Altogether 11. Either you want to do 4, 4, 3. You want to 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 1. You choose. And if you don't want to pray, nobody can say you commit a sin. Nobody can say that. Why? Why you don't commit sin, brother and sister? Because it's not wajib. Don't go and waste your time and argue left and right and make people get confused. People are doing what the Prophet allowed them to do. You said they are wrong. You should have looked at the people who don't pray. Hey, why don't you pray? People are praying. Alhamdulillah. It's better than people who don't pray. There are a lot of people doing a lot of haram things. You should have go to this pool of people, remind them with care and love. Educate them so they will abandon what they do that is haram and become a better Muslim. It's not difficult, brother and sister. Now, the last thing I like to remind all the good brother and sister tonight, if we come across this kind of people talking nonsense, playing with the name of the Prophet, just say anything they like. If you know and you have some knowledge, the best thing for you to remind them, send them a good message. Please don't make us stupid. If you want to be ignorant, don't make others ignorant. Don't think that we Muslim today don't have knowledge. We are so stupid that we do not know what is going on. We got to listen to you only. No. You have to remind this person. If you can, or if you don't like to use that word, stupid, you use other word. You don't say you are stupid. Don't make us stupid, is okay or not? We don't say he is stupid. Don't make us stupid. Don't think that we are so ignorant that we don't know anything about this religion. This world today is a world of knowledge, and technology is about information. You can get a lot of information just by going into to the right what? The right what? The right what? Yeah? The right saw. The right way. Siratul Mustaqim. That's all. Quran, Hadith, that is the right way. Other than that, it's up to you now. If you still want to believe what you want to believe without any evidence, you have no right to force others to believe. Because when there's no evidence, you cannot reinforce. When there's evidence, you can share with them, educate them, yeah, and up to them to decide. Anything that is sunnah, one night I'm going to display, yeah, the ta'rif of sunnah again so that you have a better idea. Some of the jama'ah who have been with us, they have been exposed. But for the newcomers, those who are new to us, inshallah, we will give you a better understanding, easy to understand, because Islam is easy, so that you don't get confused again, inshallah. May Allah accept our prayer, give us the right understanding, and give us the right wisdom. Wisdom is what Allah have said in the Quran, Kitab wal Hikmah. Kitab wal Hikmah. The book is full of wisdom. The saying of the Prophet is full of wisdom. May Allah guide us all. Forgive our shortcoming. Amin. Ya Rabbil Alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.